Well, it's not every day that politicians admit to having made a mistake. Sometimes you have no choice, though. Welsh Secretary Cheryl Gillan had to eat humble pie after being interviewed on Good Morning Wales about the Assembly government's attempts to establish a system of opt-out organ donation in Wales. I know you've heard this before, but it's worth listening to again.
You back the idea, do you? Because if we look back, you proposed your own presumed consent bill back in 2002. Do we therefore come to the conclusion...
Sorry, I did what?
You proposed your own presumed consent bill, didn't you, in Westminster in 2002?
I think you better check your facts on that.
You didn't do that?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Oh, dear. A little later, Mrs. Gillan had to admit that the bill had slipped her mind.
Yes, an honest mistake. Nearly 9 years ago, I introduced a back-of-the-chair bill, which, of course, didn't get further than just being announced. It was objected to by the Labour Party then. This is a completely different state of affairs to that 9 years ago. This is about Wales taking powers to itself over organ donation.
Well, Cheryl Gillan there offering her explanation. But how could you forget introducing a bill? Well, some of Mrs. Gillan's opponents on the other side of the house have a theory about how it happened. Labour MP Kevin Brennan joins us. He's been blogging about this particular issue. Good morning.
Morning.
Explain to us what you think happened here, because it's fairly clear that that wasn't a lie, was it? You know, because she'd be found out. And anyway, it would have been helpful to her in the interview if she said, well, yeah, you know, I did that, but this is about something else.
Exactly. For most people, it would be utterly mysterious. And actually, for most MPs, it would be utterly mysterious, the idea that you could passionately feel about a subject and so strongly care about organ donation and presumed consent and so on, that you would actually get to the stage of introducing a bill into the House of Commons on it, and then subsequently, just a few years later, forget that you'd ever done it. But the reason for that is because actually it wasn't her bill. She was being the cuckoo in the nest, if you like, on somebody else's bill. A Labour MP called Tom Watson had introduced a bill on this subject in 2002, done what lots of MPs do, got lots of publicity out of it, raised awareness of the campaign, but it was way too far back in the queue to get time to actually get into law. So he sort of left it there on the table. And what she did was pick it up. And it became the presumed consent organ donation bill number two. Now, why would you do that?
That's the number two.
That's why, if you listen to the recording on the BBC website about all of this from Parliament, it's referred to as the number two bill. And why would you do that? Well, it's just a little bit of political shenanigans, really, a bit of political mucking about by the Tory chief whip, trying to say, well, actually, we care more about this subject than Labour, to the extent that we will run with this bill, you know, if the Labour government won't run with the bill. And that's why she can't remember. She just would have been asked by the Tory whip. Her consent would have been presumed, I think, that she would be prepared to put her name on someone else's bill.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the allegation. But on the other hand, I did notice she is a member of the all-party kidney group as well. So she does have some sort of interest in this in the subject.
Well, I think she pretty much coughed to it herself in her remarks that you just played back. She called it a back-of-the-chair bill.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I think that means that I've no idea what it means. You won't find it referred to in Erskine May, which is how I know about these things, through reading the Parliamentary Bible, which tells you about procedure. It basically is one of those little ruses by the whips that they have to... And she said to herself, I introduced it as an opposition whip, along with a number of other bills. So she was asked, if you like, to pick up bills that had been abandoned so that they could have votes on them and accuse the government of not being interested in these subjects.
And not in the clip that's on the website, but when it did come back to the House then, it was just blocked by a government whip, a Labour whip. So presumably the idea in those sort of circumstances would be you would turn around to the campaigners who were campaigning for this system and say, look, it was blocked by the government.
Yes, I think that's right. And that's exactly what she said in her remarks. But the reality is that in relation to government time, it was a sort of bill that was never actually going to make it into law. On Fridays, lots and lots of bills are introduced. There may be time for one or two of them to get through. This was what's known as a 10-minute rule bill. Tom Watson MP had managed to get 10 minutes time in the House of Commons to promote this subject and then raise it as a campaign. By the way, it's something I very strongly care about and have had what's called an early day motion down about it to support the campaign by Kidney Wales, the excellent charity that's pushing this along with the National Assembly. And as we know, the reason why this became so prominent is because the government is dragging their feet a bit about whether or not they'll allow the Assembly to introduce a system like this for Wales.
Kevin Brennan, thank you. Kevin Brennan, who's the Labour MP for Cardiff West.